Nona Johnson had a house fire last Wednesday in their attic, and right now, Grace, they've been able to move for a few days to Stan's mom's house, but she's coming home, so they've got a lot ahead of them. I'm just encouraging each of you to maybe check with them before they get away today, see what they might need, how any of us might help, and I've already told them whatever the church can do, we'll do. But the good news, it was just before the ladies' Bible study, and probably if she hadn't smelled the smoke and come on to Bible study, it may have been an even greater catastrophe. So there's some kind of spiritual lesson in that, that even the Lord in his mercy allows us to miss Bible study for more important things if life is on the line. So he's a gracious God all the time, amen. And we're thankful. So we're glad you guys are here. And can you?
Well, considering I can't smell, that day I could smell it. Wow, so that's pretty scary. So.
Amen. So you're blessed. Well, we know God had his hand on you for that particular thing, and we thank him for that. We're glad to see
no
both.
Furniture was damaged.
Okay.
I mean, there was a TV and a brand new chest. The firefighters took a blanket, covered it up, took the ceiling down. Except for dirt and insulation.
Okay. Well, we rejoice with you in that good news and what could have been a very tragic situation. Praise the Lord. Well, birthday's coming up. Mona's having one tomorrow. Rock told us how old he was, but we won't ask Mona. Happy birthday, Mona. Tuesday the 31st, Dwayne Johnson and Joyce Sanders. Happy birthday, Joyce. On Tuesday the 31st, Mike and Paula's granddaughter, Courtney Lear. On Wednesday the 1st, David and Lois's granddaughter, Sky Maddox. On Thursday the 2nd. And a happy anniversary, the 3rd, to Mike and Paula Piazza. Happy anniversary. Where are you? They've already said, 44. All right, you're making great progress. That's tremendous. Congratulations, Mike and Paula. All right. That's a sign. We're going to sing that song before this day's over. Praise the Lord. Our Bible study questions from the Wednesday night Bible study. To whom did Peter send an exhortation? To the elders. Second question. The overseers were exhorted to be what to the flock? Examples. That's right. To be examples. And question number 3. All members were admonished to be clothed with what? I think I heard humility, which is the right answer. Number 4, why should we cast all our cares upon God? Because he cares for us. That's what Peter said. Question 5, to what is our adversary likened? Satan is like a roaring lion. And number 6, how does Peter identify Mark as his son? His son in the faith, a common term used by the older apostle. Paul referred to Timothy as his son in the faith. Peter referred to Mark as his son in the faith. We invite you to be in our Wednesday night Bible study. Potluck's at 6, Bible study at 7. And those Bible study questions, for those of you who can't make it on Wednesday night, just use that as your kind of daily Bible study through now going into 2 Peter. I missed anything wrong? I think we've covered. All right. I'm going to go before the Lord in prayer. And I'm going to just ask that we bow before the Lord. And it will be on somebody's heart, I think, today to lead that prayer. Don't usually do. Usually we just open it up and as many people as want to pray. But just think maybe somebody has a prayer on his or her heart that would be the person. Let's just wait quietly before the Lord for a few moments. And if you're the person who says, you know, I really, really feel like I'd like to pray this morning to give thanks. We don't know what it might be, but God knows. And we've taken all these things, our folks that are needing healing, people that are in tough situations, people that need help. We take all that before the Lord. But whatever prayer is on your heart this morning, would you be the one to lift that up as we join with you? Peggy, was that your prayer? Did I hear that voice? That's all right. That was your voice? Thank you for leading us in that prayer. Amen. 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 Well, it's really nice to have this fun group of young folks representing the outreach, one of the outreach teams from Campbellsville University. And one young man that I do know, because most of the time I see Landon as my server down at the bus station. And he's a wonderful server, but today he's serving in a different capacity. And I'm going to ask Landon to introduce how this group's going to share with us in music, and we'll have some testimony. We've invited them to be a part of that. We'll get you a microphone here, Landon, just in a moment, and we want to be able to hear. And I think it's probably appropriate at this time, so everybody kind of feels welcome. Give all this team a good round of applause and welcome to Harrisburg Community Church.
Well, good morning. Like he said, my name is Landon Rogers, and I'm not from too far away. I'm from a little town on the other side of Mercer County called Bergen. So I grew up there, and I have worked at the bus station for almost 5 years. We have a lot of really, really cool people today. On behalf of Campbellsville University, I would like to thank you. This is great leadership experience for our students. So they are learning how to be future leaders of the church and future leaders in their communities. Really, really, really cool stuff. We are so excited to share with you today. Thank you so much.
My name's Connor Mattingly. I'll be the vocalist for you all today, and I'll just go ahead and let them introduce themselves.
My name's Colton Gaither, and I gotta say, I love the way you guys worship. It's awesome. And I'm a man, yeah, I don't know what else to say, except for God bless this church. I love this church. It's awesome.
My name is Lima. Nice to meet y'all. I'm from India. I'm an international student in Campbellsville University. And yeah, that's about it.
Some glad morning when this life is over. Glad morning when this life is over. I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars is flown, I'll fly away. Fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. Shall never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Oh glory. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.
Very good. Thank you.
Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. No, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood.
Well, hello. My name is Ashley Goodnight. As he said earlier, I'm from like the country. So I'm a sophomore at Campbellsville, and it has been a long journey to be here. So start out, I was born, I was introduced to church I knew all about how to say I was a Christian, but I was never really taught what that actually looked like. When I was in fifth grade, I followed my friend's decision to get saved, even though I really didn't understand what that was. But everyone was happy for me, and I got baptized, and I thought that's all you did. I didn't know that it was like a lifelong commitment, and I had to like act like a Christian or anything. So I got to middle school, and I mean, obviously, you go through changes as middle school, you're growing up and everything. But mine was more than just the teenage rebellion. I would have rages at my parents, and I also, during my middle school years is when I had began cutting and everything. And once my mom realized that I didn't really have control over what I was doing, and it wasn't something that I really just like wanted to do, we sought counseling. I was diagnosed with depression, but the mood swings and everything didn't stop. And my impulsive decisions just got worse. And leading in towards the end of my eighth grade year, in May 2012, is when I was raped, but I didn't let anybody know. It was my own battle I had to deal with, so I kept it in by myself. Went through church camp, and I was like, okay, well, I haven't been living for you, God. I'm going to come to you again. Did the whole prayer that my youth pastor led, and thought that was it. Got baptized again in August. But then high school came, and more changes. Yay. So in October, I'd actually slipped out to my counselor that I had been raped, and by law, she had to tell my parents. So then after that, we went to the police, but they told me it was legal, so because of the age, and it was just my word against his. So I was like, okay, well, maybe, like, this was on me, like, this was my fault or something. So I struggled with that, too. And then I had to be referred to a psychiatrist, which is when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, which helped with my mood swings, but I still wasn't living for God. I had a roller coaster relationship with him. I thought I could just live however I wanted to. 23 hours and 59 minutes of the day, as long as the last minute of the day, I said, God, forgive me, and that was just a little wash up, and I was just good, got that check mark. And I played church a lot. And then January of my freshman year was the last time I ever cut. But just because I'd quit doing that didn't mean that I started like leaning on God for peace. I just thought that Christianity was a like little sign I wore. It's not like a lifestyle I lived out. So then fast forward to about my senior year in March of 2016 is when I was diagnosed with anxiety. So I had like triple threat or whatever, and I let mental illnesses define me. I thought I could do whatever I want and just be like, well, it's the mental illnesses. And that's because I use that as a crutch a lot. Even though I wanted to be normal, like I still wanted that to stay so I could blame my actions on that. But it didn't really work that way. And then in April, towards the end of April, was the lowest I'd ever been. On Wednesday night, I had taken just a couple Xanaxes, but it just helped me sleep. I woke up and I was like, all right then. And Thursday, I never planned on doing it, but I took my anxiety medicine and I was like, all right. And then I seen the Xanaxes, so I then took 8 Xanaxes, 3 Lortabs, and 2 Tylenol with coatings. And so that was my first suicide attempt. I was then put in, my mom found me, and I was put in the psychiatric unit for a few days. I tried to fix myself. I read the Bible, and I was like, okay, high on Jesus, yay. But I never really dealt with the heart problem. I just thought it was all me. I could fix myself. I did the problems. I didn't need God. I just needed him to make me look good. So I was on the spiritual high for about a month. Then towards the end of the month, I got back into living for myself and everything. And then towards the end of July, I had my wreck. I had this wreck where it hurt 2 of my friends. Nothing seriously happened with us, like no deaths or anything. But it really took a toll on me. So, and then at the end of July, I got backed into a corner. I was in a relationship I wasn't supposed to be in. They found out, so I ran. Like, I overdosed on my bipolar medicine, and I blamed it on my wreck. I didn't deal with my heart problem still. I didn't deal with anything like that because I wanted to blame it on everyone else but myself. I went through the same thing in October of last year, and I got too deep in sin, and I didn't know where to run. So I was like, okay, well, if I overdose, people will feel sorry for me, and they won't focus on the bad things I did. Ironically, a year ago, I was in Taylor County Regional Hospital for my third overdose, and then a year later, I am now giving my testimony of where God has brought me. So that's great. In November, I was like, okay, God, I've done this my own way. It has gotten me 3 hospitalizations. I can't do this on my own. And I got rid of toxic people. And then I finally turned my life over to God. And so this time it stuck. It wasn't like little went through the motions and everything. So then in December, I told my preacher that I wanted to get baptized again, because the other times was just I was up a dry center, I went down, and I came back up a wet center. Didn't change me. So I got baptized February 12th of 2017, and this time the transformation began before the baptism, and I didn't look towards baptism to transform me. This is now my second year in college, somewhere I never thought I'd be. You may think that you've also gone too far from God, that he doesn't love you. I am proof that no matter how far you fall, God will always be there to pick you up. You can never go too far to get out of God's grace, and he loves you. And you may think that you're not enough. You may think that you've done too much. And my friend told me when I was at church camp, we were doing communion, and I realized what it represented, and I just like cried, and I was like, he did this for me just to not even like live for him. And she told me that me beating myself up is saying that the ultimate punishment was not enough. Like, I had to punish myself even more, and that God sending his son wasn't enough, but it is enough. You are enough, you will always be enough, and God will always be enough, and you cannot get through life without him. You can try, but it's not, you'll end up where the only way you can look is up to God. So thank you. And before we go into message, I would just like to pray. So if you would, bow your heads with me, please. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your mercy and your forgiveness and your grace, Lord. I pray, God, that the rest of the service, that everyone would just hide behind the cross and they would let your word speak through them. And I pray, Lord, that they would just, everything they do, be the glory for you, God. And I pray, God, that everyone has an open heart and open mind for the words that are going to be spoken. And you would just touch these hearts, and you would just help us through our daily lives and help us to depend on you and rely on you. And it's in your holy name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Ashley. What a brave young lady. Yes. Mom and Dad, God bless you. Well, amen. Well, turn the microphone off a minute.